own up to it or not, we're always talking. This inner dialogue. So let's allow it to become a beautiful inner dialogue. I care about this life. May this heart be safe and at ease. May this body be healthy and happy. So it can be quite simple. You might, for example, coordinate with the breath a simple repetition of the word love or metta. Or you might use one of the more traditional loving kindness phrases and repeat it. But in a very direct way, this is a practice of right speech. So what we're doing is we're learning that the words that we speak silently and out loud are a more gross manifestation of an intention in the mind. And the intention is either wholesome and liberating or unwholesome and stressful. So for this 30 minutes or so, one moment after the next, is it possible to use this inner speech to keep connecting with wholesome intentions in the heart, in the mind? Intentions that directly lead to the release of the heart, the opening up and liberation of the heart. With the natural movement of the breath, you can coordinate this physicality of breathing with the remembering this intention of love. So with each inhalation, you can tune into the part of love that's willing to receive, to include. So you could repeat the word love or the word acceptance or including, allowing. And then with each exhalation, you can remember the quality of love that's all about giving things away, releasing all that's good, giving it away, offering it out to the world, to the whole body. Breathing in unconditional receiving, accepting, allowing, exhaling, unconditional giving, sending out love. And just find certain words or a phrase that helps to keep this beautiful intention in mind. All inclusive, all generous. And of course, noticing when the mind, the thinking mind, falls into internal speech that is not so wholesome. Notice the obvious results, maybe a sense of tightness or contraction or dissipation of energy. So more than anything, the mind is realizing that it matters what the thinking mind is doing. Both the thinking itself, but more importantly, the intentions that are being strengthened, being acted on behind the internal dialogue. What are these intentions? Are they beautiful, skillful? Or are they not so beautiful, not so skillful? Expanding, enlivening, or deadening and stressful? And of course, it's all right here in the experience of the mind and heart. Don't need to look outside of this moment. So just like in normal daily life, our speech has a real effect on the mind because it is an expression of the underlying intentions and underlying view there in the mind, in the heart. it can work both ways, where words express the more subtle view, but we can use words to transform the view as well. So simply by bringing to mind love or metta, thinking about metta, then can reveal the view of metta, the heart that includes, the heart that cares. And remember, thinking about metta can be as simple as letting the mind repeat the word love as you breathe in and the word love as you exhale. It doesn't have to be complicated sentences. So learning through trial and error, how is it possible to sustain this skillful inner dialogue? How is it possible to restrain the thinking mind from going in directions that are stressful and unwholesome? How is it that one can redirect the thinking mind, this inner dialogue, in beautiful, expanse of skillful directions without it becoming false or stiff or flat. Noticing how much more effective it is to direct, to be directing the thinking mind in positive directions rather than always trying to stop and uproot the mind when it's already involved in worry and unnecessary planning and judging and other kinds of aversion-based or greed-based thinking. or for the last minute or so. This sense or this experience of the heart shining with good intentions, with love and care or compassion, and a great generosity of heart. A heart that's willing to share its goodness with everyone, with everything. Not being stingy or holding back. Having a sense of the power of wise speech.